It's Friday morning, and that means it's time to delve into the arts file a little bit today. And today the topic is the movies. Not so much the Hollywood thing. More the East Coast New York thing, right, Carrie Nolan?
Exactly. The Tribeca Film Festival started with two goals: to reinvigorate a neighborhood crippled economically after the 9/11 attacks, and to eventually compete with the big players like Cannes and Venice and Sundance. Well, 10 years later, while it's not yet one of those big three, it has become one of the industry's top events for independent films and documentaries. The festival starts here next Wednesday, and as Tribeca celebrates its 10th year, we wanted to take a look back and a look ahead. Joining us now is Andrew O'Hare, senior writer for Salon.com. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Andrew, festival organizers originally wanted Tribeca to be able to compete on an international level. Have they been able to?
I would say the results in that department are mixed, frankly, but what they have succeeded in doing is really putting it on the map as a New York cultural event.
Has that changed significantly over the years, or was that something that was there at the beginning?
I think from the beginning they were surprised by the scale of the event, by how quickly it caught on and how quickly it kind of wove itself into the fabric of the city's cultural life. They have sold a heck of a lot of tickets over the years to this event, and it's been a great success in that regard anyway. It's a much larger event now than the New York Film Festival is, even in the fall, even though that event is in many ways more prestigious. In terms of the number of films and the number of tickets sold and the sort of interpenetration of the city's life, I think Tribeca is much larger.
You've said before that the people who run Tribeca have finally right-sized the festival. What do you mean?
Well, there was a period in the mid-2000s where it really seemed like they were not trying to just compete with Cannes and Berlin and the other big festivals around the world, but outdo them. There was a year, I think they had 175 feature films. They're just not all going to be that good, and they showed some movies that were not really ready to be seen by the public, in my humble opinion. And I feel like in terms of the scale of the festival, the size of the festival, the breadth of the festival, they're pretty close to getting it right now.
Tribeca is known for its strong documentaries. What new ones are on your radar?
Well, I think there's a lot of interesting documentaries this year. They always have a good sports festival, which is an unusual niche for film festivals. And they do have, there's one terrific sports documentary, which is about cricket in the West Indies in the 1970s, when I guess there was a tremendous nationalist upsurge that went into the cricket realm, the idea of beating the British at their own game, called Fire in Babylon, with a wonderful reggae music soundtrack. That one's a lot of fun. And there's also a film that I haven't seen yet that I'm really excited about that I wonder if New York will take to its heart, that is called Quran by Heart. It's one of these documentaries about kids in competition with each other, but it's about an international competition to memorize the Quran that happens every year in Cairo, a really a different look at Muslim culture.
What's unique about this year's festival?
I think what's unique about this year's festival is that it feels balanced in a way that previous festivals have not been. There are art films from around the world. There are some good American independent films to see. And there's a tremendous amount of good documentaries, good genre films in this interesting little sports festival.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
You're welcome.
The Tribeca Film Festival runs from next Wednesday through May 1st, with films playing all over Manhattan. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.